Cloudy and 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy this morning with areas of fog and drizzle possible. Otherwise, partly cloudy and a high around 47. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In state news, the leader of the union that represents the largest group of state employees is sharply critical of the contract offer made earlier this week by representatives of Governor Terry Branstad. Danny Homan is president of AFSCME Council 61.
This is a clear indication to me that this governor is going to try and hurt the people that work for the state.
Employees in the executive branch who are covered by an AFSCME contract would not get a pay raise in the next 2 years under the initial offer. Management's initial offer to the 600 members of the State Police Officers Council was for a 1% pay raise.
So the message Terry Branstad is sending to me right now is that the state troopers are worth more in this state than correctional officers who guard our most violent criminals in our prison. That state troopers are more important than the folks that work in a mental health institute and become punching bags for folks that are mentally ill.
The Branstad administration is not offering health insurance as a benefit to either bargaining unit. The governor has indicated he'll ask legislators to consider a master agreement on health care for union workers at all levels of government. That would include state workers as well as those employed by cities, counties, and school districts. Holman says union workers provide necessary services and some deal with the state's most vulnerable and violent people, but he concedes Republicans at the State House may try to change labor laws like Wisconsin Republicans did in 2011.
Will we become Wisconsin? If we do, shame on us. Take a look at what's happened in Wisconsin, like 35th, 36th in job growth. I mean, we're already last in the nation in mental health care. Is this what the citizens of Iowa want? I hope not.
Janet Phipps, the director of the Iowa Department of Administrative Services, is Governor Branstad's lead negotiator on union contracts.
It appears it's going to be a tight budget year.
And Phipps says that's one reason for the offer of zero when it comes to pay raises for workers covered by AFSCME's contract. Two men from Cedar Rapids will be honored at the halftime of the Iowa-Nebraska football game today in Iowa City for the courage they displayed this past summer. On June 27th, Brock Staley told KCRG-TV that he was outside when he heard something strange.
All of a sudden, we just, whoom, heard the great big explosion. I'm going, okay, train just derailed, or something just blew.
It was a neighbor's home that exploded. Staley ran to the home with two fire extinguishers while another neighbor, Ken Blazik, grabbed a wrench.
I realized that I could actually hear the gas, and since I just mowed it half hour before, I knew where the shutoff was for the gas line, so I knew that I had to shut the gas off. There's no way we're going to be able to fight anything to try to be first responders for anything if we didn't get that off.
64-year-old Diane Barnes was in the home, and Staley got her out to safety.
She wanted to go back and go get her shoes and her clothes on. I said, you have no time, Diane. Your house is gone. Picked her up, helped her up, walked off, and got her out of the house. And about now more than 30 seconds later, we got her across the street. The house was fully involved.
For their actions, Hy-Vee and the American Red Cross will honor Staley and Blazik as citizen heroes. They'll be recognized before the crowd at Kinnick Stadium, along with three residents of Omaha. Brett Bales, Chris Holbach, and Dennis Wilson helped to rescue three people who were involved in a fiery car crash back in February. Iowa is again ranked in the top 10 states for volunteerism in a report from the government agency that oversees AmeriCorps and Senior Corps. Wendy Spencer, CEO of the Corporation for the National and Community Service, says more than 765,000 Iowans donated their time last year, far more than the national average.
One in three Iowa residents volunteer, and that's formally through an organization. Sign up, get trained. Even more volunteer, about three in four Iowans volunteer just helping your neighbors, doing kind things on a regular basis, what we call informal volunteering.
The Volunteering in America report ranks Iowa number 10 among the 50 states, and Spencer says Iowa's consistently been in the top 10, placing 10th last year. Volunteerism brings a huge benefit to Iowa's communities.
We actually put a dollar figure, a value, on each hour served, and the 765,000 Iowa residents volunteered 75 million hours last year. That is an economic value of just shy of $2 billion. Billion with a B. It's really phenomenal.
The programs for which Iowans volunteer are as diverse as the Iowans themselves, but Spencer says there are some top beneficiaries.
The kinds of things they're doing, they're collecting and distributing food. These are popular activities that we find Iowans tell us they do. Fundraising for their favorite charity, raising money. Mentoring youth, which is so important today. We need our youth need lots of care and nurturing and want them to succeed, so mentoring's important.
The report also ranks cities and metro areas for their volunteerism. Among mid-sized cities nationwide, Iowa had two communities in the top 10, Iowa City at number 4 and Cedar Rapids at number 7. Elsewhere in state news, a 19-year-old driver accused of killing a worker in a highway construction zone has pleaded guilty. Online records say Saban Reese of Davenport pleaded guilty this week to eluding and vehicular homicide. As part of the plea agreement, a charge of child endangerment will be dropped at his sentencing, was set for January 5th. Officials say a deputy spotted Reese's speeding car on September 1st on U.S. Highway 61 near Bluegrass, which is in eastern Iowa. His car entered a work zone before a deputy could pull it over. Investigators say Reese tried to exit the highway but careened into the construction area, hitting 62-year-old Willie Holly of Rock Island, Illinois. Holly was pronounced dead later at a hospital. Reese's one-year-old sister was in the car. A former substitute teacher accused of having sexual contact with a Cedar Rapids student will have a non-jury trial. On Wednesday, the 6th Judicial District announced the trial of 24-year-old Mary Hagelin is scheduled to begin Monday morning in the Cedar Rapids courtroom of Judge Kevin McKeever. The new trial arrangement supersedes plans to hold her trial outside of Linn County because of pretrial publicity. The trial was to be held in Tama County. Hagelin has pleaded not guilty to a felony count of sexual exploitation. Authorities say she had a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old boy who attended Washington High School. A man in eastern Iowa faces up to 25 years in prison for using a weapon to rob a bank in July. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Iowa says 45-year-old Brandon Brown of Monticello pled guilty Wednesday at a federal court in Cedar Rapids to armed bank robbery. Brown admitted that he took more than $4,000 from an F&M bank in Monticello. He said he pointed a weapon at a bank employee during the robbery. Brown will be sentenced at a later date and could face a maximum prison sentence of 25 years and a $250,000 fine. The Powerball jackpot is on the way up again, growing to more than $400 million after the Thanksgiving holiday. The jackpot was estimated at $403 million Thursday after no winning numbers were selected in a Wednesday night drawing. The next drawing is scheduled for Saturday night, and the jackpot could grow in the meantime. The prize is on the brink of becoming one of the largest jackpots in U.S. history if it keeps rolling with no lucky winners. A record-setting $1.6 billion jackpot was reached in January. The odds of winning the Powerball jackpot are 1 in 292.2 million. The popular game is played in 44 states, plus Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.